Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Phil Collins, ain't he?
You like this song?
Not really.
No? I mean, it's about
tonight,
though.
He had a nice little run. He had a nice little run.
He had a great run. I mean, I think it's more than a nice run.
Well, I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
You did. You disrespected him.
A nice little run.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. Well, tonight, regardless of the song, is a big night in the, not just for the Eagles, but in the hierarchy of the NFC. So, here's the question. How big of a game is this, and what's on the line tonight? So, when you think about yesterday, what happened, I'm not surprised by anything that happened yesterday. The Rams blew the doors off the 49ers. The Rams are really good. The Rams are, for my money right now, the most impressive team in the NFC.
Yeah.
The Seahawks took apart the Cardinals. Again, not surprising. The Seahawks have been legit the whole time. We're just catching on to it. And the Lions went to Washington yesterday and took apart the Commanders. So the top of the NFC won all their games yesterday. Now we get the Eagles and the Packers. Hugh, how big of a game is tonight in the story of the NFC this year?
I think it's big because everybody's watching to see how the Packers bounce back. I think that's why a lot of people have a lot of trepidation, is because the Packers were on the top of the NFC before they took that L, and now it's how are you going to respond to that? That's why Coach LaFleur is kind of, you know, he's trying to downplay the tush push and everything. But they're going to come out ready to play tonight.
Well, I think the game's bigger for them than it is for the Eagles tonight.
Yeah, because they dropped two in a row.
If the Eagles win this game tonight, the Packers have fallen to third place in their own division.
Yeah.
Like they're teetering on, like, are they even any good if they lose this game tonight? Look, the next 6 days for the Eagles are going to be huge. And can they get both of these games, the Lions and the Packers? Are they going to split the games? The only thing the Eagles, to me, can't do over the next 6 days is lose both.
Yeah.
If they go 1-1 between now and next Sunday night,
still in a good spot.
I think they're still in a good spot to have a high seed in the NFC postseason. I mean, we know the division is over, right? That ended last week.
We have a home playoff game.
Now it's about how many home playoff games.
We want the number one seed.
Yeah, you want the number one seed.
I think what you just said, though, is kind of the reason why they have to win tonight. Like, they do have a chance to lose to the Lions.
Sure.
Like, a pretty good one. I feel way better about this game than I do the Lions. So, like, they have to get this. They have to get this win. Like, this is a must-win game tonight. If the Eagles want to be the number one.
Strong.
It's a must-win, Joe.
You said it's strong.
It's strong.
It's a must-win.
They can be the number one seed without this game.
Not just for the number one seed, but to the fact that they could possibly. If they lose tonight, then we could be staring at another two-game losing streak.
They could.
We don't want to have that.
No.
And by the way,
getting ready for the, looking ahead a little bit.
It's also a must-win for the people who have been looking for a reason to say that this team's going back to the Super Bowl. We're trying to go on the road again. We're trying to go back-to-back. I said, I think we're going to wake up tomorrow feeling like that was a statement. We just made a statement. The Philadelphia Eagles are back. Like, we are still that team. I need to feel that way.
Would tonight be the most impressive win of the year?
I think, without question.
Yeah, considering what and I know the Packers wide receiving core and Tucker Kraft, God rest his soul, he's struggling right now, right? And they're struggling.
Yep.
But I think tonight would be more impressive than the Chiefs win in week 2. Right? The Chiefs had no receivers.
I agree. Yeah. Look, the Packers aren't playing great football right now. The Chiefs weren't at that time. But considering this is an NFC opponent,
yep,
we're on the road. I think it would be the most impressive, maybe like debatably since the Bucs won, but nobody felt good about the Bucs win because of the way that.
Well, and the Rams won in retrospect is impressive, but they were down a bunch, right? That was like a crazy comeback. But if they win this game from pillar to post tonight, I think it's the most impressive win of the year.
And I think it's one of those things where you just got to get the win by whatever means necessary. It's not a style points one.
Is it a must win game, Hugh Douglas? Yeah. Is this must win?
It kind of feels, I see where Kyle's coming from.
Must win.
Because you got, what is it? You got Detroit coming up, then I think Chicago.
Detroit, Dallas, Chicago.
Dallas.
Yeah, but we're not scared of the Bears like you.
No, I'm not saying.
Your Bears or it's something else.
I think Hugh thinks Chicago is a wagon.
Every day he comes in. You see the Bears yesterday?
No.
See, I saw them almost lose to the Giants, who suck too.
The point that I'm making is you have four NFC opponents.
Yeah, in a row.
In a row.
Yeah.
You're now you're playing the numbers game.
We're going to wipe the floor with the Bears on Black Friday.
Okay. I mean, that would be wonderful.
We're going to get a Joe Giulio guarantee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, the next two games are obviously hard. After that, Cowboys and Bears. I mean, come on, guys. Just put the W's in the win column after this. So you guys both have it as a must win?
It is a must win. Yeah.
It's a must win for them more than it is for us.
But the Packers are desperate, right?
Yes.
They might be trying to win it for Tucker Kraft, who's in the upper room now.
Yeah,
they're a motivated team.
Do you think they're going to open the broadcast with that?
Well,
the Packers who lost Tucker Kraft to the upper room with a knee injury.
Moment of silence in Lambeau Field.
I hope they address it.
But think about what kind of a statement that puts out there.
So I would view tonight more as a statement win than a must win.
Well, it's a must win because I need a statement win.
Okay, all right, but that's fair. For you, it's a must win. How many games? What record do you guys need both the next two games, or would you?
I need one.
Would you sign up for 1-1 right now?
Yes.
Over the next 6 days.
Without question.
I'll sign up for 1-1.
I would.
Be
too.
Nice to get both of them, but I would sign up for 1-1.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah,
that's why I need this one.
Yeah, I mean,
I need to lock that first. I just need to lock that win in.
I think the Green Bay Packers are fugazi. I've always thought that. I think they are. But if you drop this one, then definitely next week's a must win.
I'm just saying, you look at the schedule. How many more times between now and the playoffs will the Eagles be an underdog? They're an underdog tonight. They're going to probably be favored. The early look ahead line has them favored by 1.5 over the Lions this coming Sunday. They're going to be favored over the Cowboys. Obviously, they're going to be favored over the Bears. I think they'll be a small favorite in L.A. against the Chargers. Small, maybe like 2-point, 3-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be favored by 13 over the Raiders here, Hughes Raiders. They'll be favored over the Commanders.
Yep.
They'll probably be underdogs in Buffalo, maybe like a 1 or 2-point, 3-point.
Oh, man, Buffalo hasn't been playing.
I know, that's why I said probably. Yeah. I mean, there might not be, other than in Buffalo, this might be the last time the Eagles are underdogs the whole year.
Well, for what it's worth, if we lose, it's not worth much. But I could see the line flipping to the Lions next week if we lose tonight.
I could too. Yeah. It could go to like a pick 'em kind of game. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. And then we got to talk about something else potentially on the line tonight, and that is legacy. You're going to want to hear what our guy Elliot Shore Parks put on the line tonight as he was walking through the ambiance around Lambeau yesterday in the cold weather.
Taking it all in.
William in Jenkintown is up on WIP. Hey, William.
Hey, Joseph. Hey, Lamont. I got something to get off my chest first, and then I'll get into my Eagles.
You got it.
We were talking about Harper last week, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we forget what he said after the playoffs when they said, is there anything you'd do better or take back? And he said, oh, I probably wouldn't have – I wish he wouldn't have thrown it home. The guy can't even take responsibility for when he screws up.
Yeah, I didn't love that line. Yeah, William, Bryce, it's funny listening to everyone give their take on Bryce over the last 3 weeks to a month, because it does feel like the opinion and the feeling and the emotion that we have towards Bryce Harper has shifted a little bit. You know, not everyone, but at least some people, William, are for the first time, like, kind of annoyed and frustrated now with the guy.
Yeah, I just thought about – yeah, that just clicked with me this weekend, and I just got all mad at him all over again. But I'm nervous about tonight. It feels like a letdown, just a schedule loss, but I think maybe we get
schedule
it done.
Loss.
I think it's
going to
be 27-24. I just don't know who wins.
So William, I feel like it's a field goal game too. Now, I hope we're on the right side of it, and I trust Hurts late in the game more than I Love. Like, I feel like Love might throw a bad pick late, and Hurts probably won't do that. He rarely does. But I'm with you in that it feels like a really close game. Like, if I had to guess the score right now, I'd say something like 24-21. It feels tight.
Yeah, I just hope we can get it done. Go Birds!
You got
Go
it,
Birds.
William. We appreciate the phone call. All right, let's grab Will in the Northeast, and then we got to let you hear something that Elias Shore Park said yesterday. That I was like, what? What is he talking about? Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Listen, man, I'm not really laughing at the callers, but like, I just don't understand. Scared of what?
Scary.
Well, I mean, we are underdogs in the game tonight. We recognize
that. Listen, I know we've been underdogs. We're going to be the underdogs whether we win or we lose.
Well, that's not always
true. You
know
what I'm saying? And that's the thing that we have to get in our minds and understand. No matter how good we are, we're still going to be the underdog. But guess what? The underdog always prevail, man. Mm. And this is what the Eagles is going to do. And like I've been saying, these next few games that we're playing against these quarterbacks, we just got to put them in a box. We're going to dish out the same type of ammo that they was giving us, trying to stop Saquon, forcing the quarterback to make the plays. That's all we got to do. Because these next quarterbacks that we're playing right now, mm-hmm. we got to do is make them force their hand. You know what I'm saying? Put them in the box, man. Don't let this guy get too much time in the pocket. Tonight, Jalen, like I said, all week, you're going to have your timing on. You're going to have to get that ball out a little faster. Run some audibles and some hurry-up offense, man. And wear this defense down. Get Michael Parkson out of the play.
Yeah,
get him out the picture.
Man.
And then guess what? We're going – now, after that, man, it's easy selling. I just want to say – Saquon going to have a great game. We're going to ground pound these dudes. And come on, Cal, give me some music, man. Come on, man. Everybody's so worried about what? We're the best team in the league. Look what happened to Josh Kelly yesterday. They got beat by Miami. Come on.
Josh,
ain't nobody talking about that. Let's talk about that, folks. But guess what? We're not Josh Kelly. We are Jalen Hurts. We are the Philadelphia Eagles. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to bring the heat. We had the time off. We had the time to plan. We got the game plan going right now, tonight. We're going to show everybody. We're going to show the world that ain't no team better than us. We've been the best. We're going to continue to be the best. You know why? Because we are the best. And nobody is going to be able to beat us tonight or from here on. Because the defense is going to show up. The offense is going to show up. And AJ, like I keep saying, baby, we're going to need you tonight, baby. We're going to need you. We don't need no nonsense. We just want offense. We want you to be the best. And the rest of the team is going to be the best. I know I can't get as hype as I can because I'm home today. But guess what? I'm still going to bring it. Because guess what we do? This is Philadelphia, baby. No matter where we go, we're going to be the best. We're going to beat every team. Because like I said, we're checking the list off. And guess what? This game is circled. Jalen already said it. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to Green Bay. And guess what? We're going to make Philly cheesesteaks out of these dudes tonight. We're going to cook these dudes. And the game score is going to be 38-14. That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be a blowout, baby.
Let's go.
Because we have to stay this from here on. And we're the best E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. We're the best, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Will. Great phone call. I knew Will would bring it today.
Yeah. I was a little worried. It was a little subdued at first.
It was. He said he was home today with kids or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would think, I like how people are louder at work than they are at home. I'm at home today. I got to be a little subdued at work. Whatever, nobody cares. All right, speaking of at work, Elliott Shore Park's, of course, on the road in Green Bay, Wisconsin with us. He'll be with us on the pregame show tonight. We're excited to talk to Elliott. But we had this from Elliott yesterday. Just, you know, as we talk about what's on the line tonight, Hugh Douglas, let's unpack this a little bit. Let's hear Elliott Shore Park. If you're watching on YouTube, you got a chance to see him as he takes in the ambiance around Lambeau Field, talking about legacy and what is on the line in this football game tonight.
What's going on, everybody, outside of Lambeau Field here in Green Bay? That's the Vince Lombardi statue right there. And outside of it just being like insanely cold and miserable out here in Green Bay, the one thing you feel when you're here in Green Bay outside of Lambeau Field is the history, right? Vince Lombardi, the Packers. And honestly, it has me thinking, can Nick Sirianni, like what greatness can Nick Sirianni climb to? What greatness can Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts get to? Because we talk a lot about this season, right, and how good they can be this season. But let's take a step back for a second. They have two Super Bowl appearances in 3 years. They have a Super Bowl title already. They're both very young. They're probably going to win at least one more. I would say if not two more. So we're talking about a duo here that could potentially one day go down as one of the best quarterback and head coach duos in NFL history. I know people are going to say that's being over the top. That's like being a prisoner of the moment. Is it? They win all the time. They win in the playoffs. They've won a Super Bowl. They're 6-2 now. They're probably going to be 7-2. After that, they'll probably be 8-2. And we're talking about a level of winning that just really hasn't happened much in NFL history. So I know when you're in it, it sounds crazy to say, and it's crazy to think, like, yes, maybe they could be that level of greatness.
Hugh, your reaction to Elliott there, and if you saw it, I mean, you really could take in the history of Lambeau as he walked around there, but it felt a little heavy-handed to me that we're already talking about Sirianni and Hurts as one of the great quarterback-coach combinations in the history of pro football.
I kind of pick up what he's putting down.
Oh, boy.
Like, I do.
Ever?
Now, ever strong, but I get where he's coming from. I get where he's coming from. And it sounds a little hyperbolic, but I remember when I was in Atlanta, and I was talking about Matt Ryan. And potentially him being a Hall of Famer. And people used to kill me for that. And I remember telling them, you're going to miss Matt when he's gone. And I'm pretty sure they're probably missing him now.
Sure.
So that was some of the prisoner of the moment stuff that people were dealing with. I see where Elliott's coming from because, man, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl. And when you talk about what Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni have been over the last couple of years, I think it's hard for us to see because we're so critical of every move that they've made.
I mean, they're excellent, but when you say one of the greatest ever, like, won one Super Bowl.
Well, okay, they've won one.
Right, so and, that's what we have so far.
Okay, but when you talk to people about this team, the talent that they've amassed, they should be in line to go to another one. Like, they should. Like, if we fast forward this, would it be crazy to say that we think the Eagles could go to the Super Bowl this year?
It's not crazy to say.
Yeah, no, so I think that's what Elliott is. Like, if anything, Elliott's gotten a little bit ahead of himself, but I see what he's trying to do. Elliott has vision. He's trying to get in front of this.
Hold on.
Because he sees the greatness that is the potential of Jalen and Coach Sirianni.
Well, it's great. And they are excellent duo so far in their career together. But top 10 ever is a bar that is super high.
Okay, let's name the top 10. Well, you're Bill Belichick.
Belichick and Brady.
Belichick, Brady. What'd you say? Walsh and Montana.
Right.
Walsh and Young?
No, because Seifert took over at that point.
Okay.
So I'd go Brady, Belichick, Montana and Walsh. Noel and Bradshaw have to be on that list.
No, Reed and Mahomes.
Okay, Reed and Mahomes. Okay, we're just trying to get the top 10 names. Not no specific
Lombardi,
order.
Bart Starr have to be on
okay,
the list.
Okay, we're going back in old school.
I mean, what do you mean, no?
Too old.
They started the Super Bowl era. They won the first two Super Bowls.
So what?
Okay. Like okay, give me. Okay, that's four.
No. Belichick and Brady, Walsh and Montana, Noel and Bradshaw, Shula and Marino.
They didn't win anything.
Oh, come on.
They didn't win anything.
But they did it for
They didn't win anything.
Johnson and Aikman have two.
Johnson and Aikman.
Okay.
But
Lombardi, Starr, Reed, and Mahomes. I mean, that's six
That's six. Okay, so give me the other four. That's where I feel like Elliott might be on
Landry
something.
And Staubach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, like Bradshaw and Aikman weren't very good. They just won.
Okay, give me so he's not far off. If anything,
I'm kind of
just
with you.
To be
they have
fair,
to win, they have to win a second.
No,
Super Bowl.
Okay,
yeah, I agree.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, but he's not far off.
Right now,
if anything, right now they're 11.
Stop.
Hold on.
Are they better than Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson right now? They're the same thing. What they won,
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll give you that one. But still, there's still three other slots that you haven't filled.
We haven't even finished yet. Shanahan and Elway won back-to-back Super Bowls together.
Okay, there's still two slots.
I just gave you two more that are
ahead of them. No, and I said you got two more slots. That's 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
I said at least right now, at least 11.
It's hard for me to say.
Breeze and Sean Payton?
One. They won one. But how many Super Bowls have they been to?
They got to one.
Okay, but they only won one.
But the Eagles only won one.
But listen, I think the criteria is multiple Super Bowl appearances. I think that's what Elliot's trying to say. I don't want to speak for Elliot, but multiple Super Bowl appearance, and we've all agreed that there's a potential.
Strong. It's been five years.
It's very strong.
It's the playoffs every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
They win a lot the regular season. They've now been in the Super Bowl twice. They've won one. I think it's I'm with you. They're not there yet. But it does say something that they're. I know it sounds crazy to say they're one Super Bowl away from probably being in that discussion. Because then they'll have two.
That's a big thing to just say like that.
It isn't
like,
when you're
you're on the finish line. Like this, it's November.
Sure, but they are also they're 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this the second seed in the NFC. But we just had the bye week, whatever. And they're coming off of being Super Bowl champions. Not crazy to say.
Couldn't I say the same exact thing about McVay and Stafford? They're on the same track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they only got one.
Yeah.
How many multiples have they been to? McVay's been to multiples.
Right.
But I'm saying the duo.
But if McVay and Stafford win it this year, they jump ahead of Sirianni Hurts.
Probably.
Well, they would have too.
Well, in the hyperbolic standings, yes.
What other standings are there?
The hyperbolic standings, yes. He definitely jumps in front of
them. I'm just not ready to go there with the two of them.
And that's fair. And that's why I say I feel like Elliot's onto something. He's getting ahead of it because he feels it. He's got that third eye working.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I think it is. Very early to say that. And you know what has to happen to me? They get back to this year's Super Bowl. Then that's on the line, right? Like if they get to the Super Bowl this year, Hugh, that'd be three appearances as a duo in 4 years.
That's pretty impressive.
Like heading into the game of the Super Bowl, like when we're in Santa Clara and we're doing Radio Row shows, I could see us having that discussion.
Santa Clara, what are we going to wear?
What are we going to wear?
That feels like shorts.
What does that mean, what are we going to wear?
You know what I'm saying? The outfits. We got to pick out some outfits.
It's February.
Well.
But it's going to be kind of warm, though, right?
I don't think
it's Santa Clara?
It's Northern California.
It's California.
Here's the other thing you have to throw in there, though. Because the McVay and Stafford thing, right, they're one Super Bowl away. But Sirianni Hurts, if they win this year, they go back-to-back. Which is a rare feat.
Yes.
Very rare feat. The Eagles become an era-defining football team by winning another Super Bowl this year.
I agree with you, and that
gives them, I think, a leg up on some of the other duos.
Well, that
are just one away.
That's why Johnson and Aikman and Elway and Shanahan are kind of in this conversation, right? Because they won back to back. Speaking of those guys, Cowboy Jim in Jersey up on WIP. It's been a long time since he saw that kind of football. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, very funny. It's not surprising that IQs have dropped at WIP. Hugh, Joe. If you were owners of an NFL team, although I'm pretty sure Hugh would still ask for a password for ABC and ESPN, I'm pretty sure he would still do that. Would you be trading what top five player with the Eagles would you trade to the NFC East? Who would you trade?
I don't understand the question.
You say phrase it in a way I can understand.
What are you asking?
I'm saying, like, if you owned a team, would you who on the Eagles? You say you own the Eagles.
Sure,
I'm
Jeff
Lurie. Who would you trade? Top five player? Would you play to the NFC East?
First of all, I wouldn't trade him. I mean, that's just me.
And then Kyle's like, well, we got Saquon Barkley. You weren't 100% sure about Saquon Barkley.
Me?
But what
are you talking
about?
Are
you trying to defend the poison pill? Is that what this is?
That's what I'm trying to defend.
But the point isn't to defend it. I don't think it was stupid of them to put it in the deal. Actually, it's probably smart to not make sure he's in the division.
Yeah, you also got the wrong guy, by the way. I've been trying to get a good running back here for a long time.
Yeah, he did. He wanted Bijan.
Yeah, he
should have wanted Gibbs. He got the wrong back, though. The Bijan or bust was a cool thing.
Well, Bijan's good.
Bijan's good. Yeah,
He was an okay running back. He was hurt all the time. He wasn't a superstar or anything like that.
He was the second overall pick.
You were like, well, we got Saquon Barkley.
We do, by the way.
Right, but at the time, you were like, he was no big deal.
Well, he didn't say that. That was me.
Again, you got the wrong guy.
That was me.
Yeah.
Trading Michael Parsons to an NFC East team was a smart thing, not having him go to anywhere else.
Yeah, sure, Jim, it wasn't dumb, but it shows how scared they are of the Eagles.
They're not scared.
Sure they are. If they weren't scared, they would have traded him to the Eagles.
We're what we call rent-free.
Took all their picks.
Yeah. Rent-free is definitely.
I mean, the Cowboys suck, Jim. I mean, we know this.
And this show, and your show started off as the smugness show, like, oh, we're going to win this, we're going to tush push, we're going to do all this.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
And then it's become, oh, it's a must-win game. So which is it?
I'm nervous, Jim. I've been trying to tell you all day. Hugh's confident over here and won't say it with his chest.
But you started off with, we're going to run the tush push 10 times in a row.
That's right.
We're going to get Tanner McKee out there. And Hugh Douglas, if you played for the Green Bay Packers right now on defense, okay, of course it would be defense. But how would you – wouldn't you be, like, even more motivated?
Definitely.
Like, those jerks over in Philadelphia think they're going to run down our throat. How do you think – would you feel?
I would be upset. I would – especially losing to the Carolina Panthers the way that I lost. Yeah, I'd be upset. I'd be ready to rock and roll.
Thank you for your honesty, unlike the morons that you have to work with there. Goodbye.
That's enough, Jim.
That's a lot. That's strong.
Where do we put Tomlin and Big Ben in the conversation?
Only went to one.
Mm-hmm. They won.
Yeah, but
no, they went to two.
They went to two and they lost one, right? Because they lost to Arizona, wasn't it?
They
Arizona
beat Arizona and lost to the Packers.
Okay, I got them confused.
So right
now, because that was Aaron Rodgers' first.
Yeah, so that would put them tied with Sirianni, Hurts, but they had more longevity.
Well, I will tell you this,
How are they not tied?
No, well, I didn't say they weren't. Because I was trying to. Coach Tomlin has not had a losing season yet. As the coach of the
Steelers.
Neither
has Sirianni here.
Yes. So I would say in comparison, like I said, 11. When we talked about this.
But I gave you a lot and you keep them at 11.
No, but I'm saying that's still 10, Joe, because if we wrote the list down.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin would probably respectfully be 10.
Tomlin and Roethlisberger are above Hurts and Sirianni right now.
Yes, and that's why I said 11. Because we didn't get the numbers, but it felt like it was 10. Like you picked 10. You pulled 10, and that's why I said, if anything, they're at 11.
I don't think they're quite that high.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think 4.5 years of play is enough.
And that's why I said, because I get that. You know, you talk about the longevity. It's not been that long, and Coach Tomlin has done it longer, I should say. But you ask Pittsburgh fans, they're ready for him to go. They're ready to get him up out of there.
But that's because of what's happened post-Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
The Roethlisberger-Tomlin conversation.
And that should show you that it's hard to find a quarterback. It's hard to find
Who
a good quarterback.
Who said it's not?
I mean, most people think you can just pick them out of trees.
Well, that's not
They're
true.
Hard to find.
You can't do that. You can't shake a tree and find a quarterback. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone and your reaction to what Elliot said is – Is Sirianni Hurts combination on the cusp of being one of the greatest coach quarterback combinations ever? I'm not ready to go there. Hugh and Kyle are. Your phone calls. Are you confident in a win tonight? And we'll take a look at the referee assignment. Does it favor the Eagles? Are we saved or are we screwed?
That's crazy referee assignment.
That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.